This podcast brought to you by Lightspeed Zulu, change your mind, and by Gulf Coast Avionics, your one-stop shop for avionics, instruments, and pilot supplies. Try a Zulu, and we think you'll find Zulu's comfort, sound quality, and ANR better than anything else you've ever tried. It has Bluetooth connectivity and is available with battery or panel power. And there's a helicopter model as well. No other headset gives you the complete Zulu package.
This is Mary Grady with Av Weber at Sun and Fun today, and we're going to talk with Lynn Freeman, who's the executive director of the Build a Plane Foundation, and they've got all kinds of new projects and great things going on. So, Lynn, if you can just give us an update on what's new with Build a Plane.
Well, gosh, we're just busy as we could be. I don't know what it is about. Maybe it's the financial turmoil that's caused everyone to get excited, but Build-A-Plane is just inundated with requests for aircraft. And I'm very excited to say that we've also gotten a tremendous number of aircraft donations. For those of you that don't perhaps know about Build-A-Plane, we are a nonprofit organization that we beg for aircraft. People donate aircraft to us, any kind of aircraft. I mean, from the simplest kits that perhaps aren't even complete or not even started, all the way to, right now we're talking with the Air and Space Museum, who's talking to us about donating a C-130. So, all kinds of airplanes. And then we, Build-A-Plane gives those airplanes to high schools. And the idea is that kids will be very motivated, perhaps, we hope, to learn science and engineering and math and technology by building a real airplane. And so far we have placed well north of 100 aircraft around the United States and a few internationally. And the response just gets better and better and better. This year at Sun and Fun, at Oshkosh, we're at Sun and Fun now, huh? Yeah, hard to keep them apart.
Right, yeah.
Coming up at Oshkosh, we're actually, Build-A-Plane is conducting Teacher's Day on July the 28th. EAA is providing us their partnership to make this happen, as well as the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. And we'll have some folks that come from all over the country to talk to teachers about opportunities that are available right now for teachers to bring aviation into the classroom. You know, some teachers are very excited by any opportunity that motivates their kids to learn more, of course, but it's sometimes a little awkward for teachers, if they're not aviation enthusiasts or pilots, to blend any kind of aviation into their curricula. What we will have at Teacher's Day at Oshkosh will be lots of programs where teachers just have to say, hey, gosh, I'd like to have something like that for my kids. And the program that they'll be interested in or talking about is already in place and ready to go. It's kind of like aviation in a box. For example, we worked with the Department of Energy and a company called Parametric Technology, PTC. The Department of Energy wanted to do some kind of a design contest, a challenge for high school kids around the country. And so we talked to them about maybe making the challenge be about aviation. And ultimately, they decided that it would be interesting to have kids try to design greener airplanes that flew faster, used less fuel, and so on and so forth. Then, thanks to Jack Pelton, the engineers at Cessna came on board. So they designed this challenge that the Department of Energy sponsored. And Parametric Technology, PTC, arranged it for any teacher that takes the strain to use the software, the PTC CAD software, 3D CAD software, their school gets $1 million worth of free software with lifetime updates. It's an amazing deal, and it allows their kids to participate in the Department of Energy's Real World Design Challenge.
Okay, thanks, Lynn. And also, you just announced this teacher thing a couple days ago, right? So what kind of response have you been getting?
It's been overwhelming. We have a registration. You can register live on our website at buildaplane.org. And teachers have been filling up they're signing up like crazy. It's like completely nuts. In the last 2 days since we brought it online, it's like I'm getting people from literally all over the world that are signing up to come to this opportunity to put aviation in the classroom.
Okay, great. And say somebody has an airplane that they're interested in donating, say it's getting old and they can't afford to maintain it or whatever, how do they move forward to make that become a donation to your organization?
Well, it's really quite simple. All they need to do is go to our website, buildaplane.org, and you'll see on the homepage, donate an airplane. And you click that, and it'll take you to a form that you can fill out and tell us what you've got and what you'd like to have done with it and so on and so forth. And that goes automatically to our headquarters, and then we'll contact you and discuss what your needs and interests are, how you'd like to see your aircraft used, and then we basically operate as an adoption agency, because we have lots and lots of schools on our list, far more than we have aircraft for at the moment, and then we'll match them up.
Okay, thanks a lot, Lynn. And again, this is Mary Grady at Sun and Fun for AvWeb, and that was Lynn Freeman with Build a Plane at buildaplane.org.
This podcast brought to you by Gulf Coast Avionics, your one-stop shop for avionics, instruments, and pilot supplies. See us at Sun and Fun booth D28 through 33, or visit www.gca.aero.